The Search for Earth-like Planets. Drake's equation, of course, is purely hypothetical. That is why the search for life in outer space has gotten a boost from the discovery of extrasolar planets. What has hindered research into extrasolar planets is that they are invisible to any telescope, since they give off no light of their own. They are, in general, a million to a billion times dimmer than the mother star. To find them, astronomers are forced to analyze tiny wobblings in the mother star, assuming that a large Jupiter-sized planet is capable of altering the orbit of the star. Imagine a dog chasing its tail. In the same way, the mother star and its Jupiter-sized planet chase each other by revolving around each other. A telescope cannot see the Jupiter-sized planet, which is dark, but the mother star is clearly visible and appears to wobble back and forth. The first true extrasolar planet was found in 1994 by Dr. Alexander Walzahn of Pennsylvania State University, who observed planets revolving around a dead star, a rotating pulsar. Because the mother star had probably exploded as a supernova, it seemed likely that these planets were dead, scorched planets. The following year, two Swiss astronomers, Michel Mayer and Didier Queloz of Geneva, announced that they had found a more promising planet with a mass similar to Jupiter, orbiting the star 51 Pegasi. Soon after that, the floodgates were opened. In the last 10 years, there's been a spectacular acceleration in the number of extrasolar planets being found. Geologist Bruce Jacoski of the University of Colorado at Boulder says, "This is a special time in the history of humanity. We're the first generation that has a realistic chance of discovering life on another planet. None of the solar systems found so far resemble our own. In fact, they are all quite dissimilar to our solar system. Once, astronomers thought that our solar system was typical of others throughout the universe, with circular orbits and three rings of planets surrounding the mother star, a rocky belt of planets closest to the star, next a belt of gas giants, and finally a comet belt of frozen icebergs." Much to their surprise, astronomers found that none of the planets in other solar systems followed that simple rule. In particular, Jupiter-sized planets were expected to be found far from the mother star. But instead, many of them orbited either extremely close to the mother star, even closer than the orbit of Mercury, or in extremely elliptical orbits. Either way, the existence of a small Earth-like planet orbiting in the Goldilocks zone would be impossible in either condition. If the Jupiter-sized planet orbited too close to the mother star, it meant that the Jupiter-sized planet had migrated from a great distance and gradually spiraled into the center of the solar system, probably due to friction caused by dust. In that case, the Jupiter-sized planet would eventually cross the orbit of the smaller Earth-like planet, flinging it into outer space. And if the Jupiter-sized planet followed a highly elliptical orbit, it would mean that the Jupiter-sized planet would pass regularly through the Goldilocks zone, again causing any Earth-like planet to be flung into space. These findings were disappointing to planet hunters and astronomers hoping to discover other Earth-like planets. But in hindsight, these findings were to be expected. Our instruments are so crude that they can detect only the largest, fastest-moving Jupiter-sized planet that can have a measurable effect on the mother star. Hence, it is not surprising that today's telescopes can detect only monster planets that are moving rapidly in space. If an exact twin of our own solar system exists in outer space, our instruments are probably too crude to find it. All this may change with the launching of Corot, Kepler, and the Terrestrial Planet Finder, three satellites that are designed to locate several hundred Earth-like planets in space. The Corot and Kepler satellites, for example, will examine the faint shadow that would be cast by an Earth-like planet as it crosses the face of the mother star, slightly reducing its sunlight. Although the Earth-like planet would not be visible, the reduction in sunlight from the mother star could be detected by a satellite. The French Corot satellite, which in French stands for Convection, Stellar Rotation, and Planetary Transits, was successfully launched on December 2006 and represents a milestone, the first space-based probe to search for extrasolar planets. Scientists hope to find between 10 and 40 Earth-like planets. If they do, the planets will probably be rocky, not gas giants, and will be just a few times bigger than the Earth. Corot will also probably add to the many Jupiter-sized planets already found in space. Corot will be able to find extrasolar planets of all sizes and natures, contrary to what we can do from the ground at the moment, says astronomer Claude Catala. Altogether, scientists hope the satellite will scan up to 120,000 stars. Any day, the Corot may find evidence of the first Earth-like planet in space, which will be a turning point in the history of astronomy. In the future, people may have an existential shock, gazing at the night sky and realizing that there are planets out there that could harbor intelligent life. When we look into the heavens in the future, we might find ourselves wondering if anyone is looking back. The Kepler satellite is tentatively scheduled for launch in late 2008 by NASA. It is so sensitive that it may be able to detect up to hundreds of Earth-like planets in outer space. It will measure the brightness of 100,000 stars to detect the motion of any planet as it crosses the face of the star. During the 4 years it will be in operation, Kepler will analyze and monitor thousands of distant stars, up to 1,950 light-years from Earth. In its first year in orbit, scientists expect the satellite to find roughly 50 planets about the same size as Earth, 185 planets about 30% larger than the Earth, and 640 planets about 2.2 times the size of the Earth. The terrestrial planet finder may have an even better chance of finding Earth-like planets. After several delays, it is tentatively scheduled for launch in 2014. It will analyze as many as 100 stars up to 45 light-years away with great accuracy. It will be equipped with two separate devices to search for distant planets. The first is a coronagraph, a special telescope that blocks out the sunlight from the mother star, reducing its light by a factor of a billion. The telescope will be 3 to 4 times bigger than the Hubble Space Telescope and 10 times more precise. The second device on the finder is an interferometer, which uses the interference of light waves to cancel the light from the mother star by a factor of a million. Meanwhile, the European Space Agency is planning to launch its own planet finder, the Darwin, to be sent into orbit in 2015 or later. It is planned to consist of 3 space telescopes, each about 3 meters in diameter, flying in formation, acting as one large interferometer. Its mission, too, will be to identify Earth-like planets in space. Identifying hundreds of Earth-like planets in outer space will help to refocus the SETI effort. Instead of randomly scanning nearby stars, astronomers will be able to pinpoint their efforts on a small collection of stars that may harbor a twin of the Earth.